Welcome to the Flathead Home Show. All homes, big and small, we discuss them all. My name's Justin Mecha. Happy weekend to you, friends. I trust you're enjoying this beautiful weather as it continues to show up. It's, as we say, spring is in the air. It's almost there. And for what that means in the world of real estate is, it's going to be a lot easier to take our photos. I mean, it's been tricky. Man, we had a foggy January and February. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a real estate photographer, and he said he had more cancellations in those months than in his entire career. And that's because it's tricky. Nobody wants a foggy photo. So you photographers, have fun out there. Be careful. Have fun. So anyways, I wanted to get into a pretty cool topic this weekend. And before I do, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. For those of you who want to play along with the Flathead Home Show at home, we've got over 6 years of content at kjjr.com. You can click on local programming. You can scroll down to Flathead Home Show, and there are all of our shows, or at least most all of our shows, there for your listening pleasure. You can download them. You can send them to your friends. You can also play along on our Facebook page at the Flathead Home Show. It's pretty easy to find that. And please comment. Let us know what you think as we bring this information to you, whether it be via some of our fantastic guests or the great information that I'm about to share with you, like today, like this weekend. So the National Association of Realtors, commonly called NAR, if they do one thing well, which they do a few things well, if they do one thing well, it is that they grab data. They grab information that we can use. And I say we, both the professional and the consumer, can use this information really well. I love how deep they dive into getting information. They basically, in short, they find out what people buy, why they buy, and why they sell often. And in fact, they will come up with a report called the Profile of Home Buyers and Sellers around this time every year. So they just released their 2023 Profile of Home Buyers and Sellers, and I figured I would bring it to my good friends who listen to the Flathead Home Show. Because if you don't listen to the Flathead Home Show, you're not a good friend. Can I say that, Matt? So be a good friend. Listen to the Flathead Home Show. Weekends, KJJR. Listen, I wanted to share a couple of things, a couple of ahas that I found when I was taking a look at this, some things, some movements that I thought were important to talk about. One of the biggest ones is the change in the percentage of first-time home buyers. So if you were to guess, before I give you the number here, how many people bought a home for the first time last year as a percentage of all of those buyers? Would you say 10%? Would you say 50%? Would you say something in the middle? If it was something in the middle, you're right. Because historically, since 1981, that number has been 38% of all purchases have been made by first-time buyers. Now, in 2022, that number plummeted to 26%. If I'm not mistaken, the lowest as a percentage it's been in well over a decade, right? So typically, I like to tell people it's about 1 in 3. 1 in 3 buyers is doing it for the first time. And for most people, that's a little shocking. It's like, wow, I didn't know the first-time buyer could even buy in this market, because what we're told is real estate is, fill in the blank, expensive, right? The housing interest rates are high, right? These are what we're told. When you zoom out far enough, you'll realize that our real estate prices are just about where they should be anyways. I know that's a shocker. We'll talk about that in a future show. And we'll also look at that our interest rates at 6 and 7% are pretty much a historical average over 40 years, right? That's, if you were to define a normal interest rate, it would probably get to be about 6 to 7%. And that's where we are right now, right? So we're getting back to that. Now, the first-time buyer, so they find a way anyways. There's some powerful loan programs out there, believe it or not, still with 0% down, that allow people to get into a home for the first time relatively easily. Yes, so in 2023, that number jumped back up to 32%. While that's lower than our recent average of 38%, it's higher than last year's 26%, which, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the lowest numbers it's ever been. So the first-time buyers are jumping back into the game, and they're taking a look at it. And I believe this is the reason why. And I'll wrap up this segment with this discussion. I shared an analogy with my friends, and I said, buying a home in a real estate market is a lot like catching a wave in the ocean. It's a lot like surfing. And I know this firsthand because I grew up on the Atlantic Ocean, and there were mornings where my buddies would say, let's go surfing instead of let's grab our backpacks and go to school. And we did that a few times. And I realized that while I was a young surfer, I was afraid to catch the wave, which is typically the story of every young surfer. And what will happen is you'll paddle out there, you'll watch your friends catch these waves, they'll land on the shoreline, they'll jump back out, they'll catch another wave, and they'll catch another wave. And if you just, if you decide to never catch a wave, then you're eventually just going to do the defeated paddle back to the shoreline. And you're going to go to your afternoon classes and your friends are going to brag about the waves they caught and you have nothing to brag about. And that's the real estate market. You're either going to catch the wave and enjoy the wave and then do it again and do it again and do it again, or you're going to be afraid to catch the wave and watch them pass by. Here's the shocker, because I know some of us are thinking, oh, I'm going to wait for it to crash. Keep thinking that. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to be paying rent to those that didn't. And it's a lot like the waves, because they will pass. People will catch them. People will ride them. And you either going to jump on one and enjoy the ride and do it again, do it again, do it again, or you're not going to. You're going to allow fear to win and you're going to miss out on the ride. Yes, markets do dip. However, inside of 5 years, typically they come back. So the question is not, should I wait to buy? It really should be, I should buy and wait. That's what the first time buyer is thinking. I need to buy, because if I don't, it's going to pass me by. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher. We're going to be right back with some more information on the profile of home buyers and sellers for 2023. Stay tuned.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. Happy weekend to you. We're talking about profile, the profile of home buyers and sellers. What showed up? Why did they buy? What did they buy? What did they sell? Okay, so we were talking about first-time buyers for about 6 minutes there. If you missed that, kjjr.com, go back to that. Maybe you were a first-time buyer. Just to put it out there, last year, so I've been in this business for 11 years, selling 11 years here in the Valley, and my wife joined me in 2020. Great year to do that, right? And what we observed in our book of business last year on the buyer side, as a percentage of total buyers that we helped, first-time buyers were the largest it's ever been in my career. 2023. It's amazing. Because I too am thinking like, wow, I'm watching these interest rates go from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 to even 8 at some point, and buyers still showed up because they realized that if I don't catch the wave, I'll miss the wave and I'll regret having missed the wave. Okay, enough of that. However, let's talk about more things. This was an interesting one. Ready for this, ladies? You're going to like this. 59% of recent buyers were married couples. 19% were single females. 10% were single males. Fellas, what's up? You afraid to catch the wave? Because the ladies ain't. And they did it in record numbers. 19% of all buyers last year were single females. This, by the way, is also the lowest share of married couples since 2010. Interesting movements in the market. 14% of home buyers, I like this number because it starts to paint an interesting picture. 14% of all home buyers purchased a multi-generational home to take care of aging parents for cost savings and because of children or relatives over the age of 18 moving back home were the most common reasons. What that means is families are getting together. Yes, what we saw in 2020 and 2021 were families splitting or people going to markets that they never thought they could because things were getting different and people were working remotely at record numbers. However, that's starting to come back. In fact, it's starting to come back really fast. And people are leveraging the equity that they've earned over the last few years to put families back together. And we've seen it happen in our own book of business is mom and dad and son and daughter and grandma and grandpa are partnering up and they're grabbing these big homes and they're kind of making these micro compounds and it's showing up in numbers, 14% exactly. Buyers typically purchase their home for 100% of the asking price. Not exactly the best news for the buyers out there, with 25% purchasing for more than asking price. So are buyers getting deals? Well, yeah, because they're getting a home. However, they're not getting the steals that we heard about in 2009 and 10 and 11. I don't know if those days are coming back, friends. Like I said, catch the wave or you're going to regret not having caught the wave. A typical home that was recently purchased was 1,860 square foot, 1,860, and had 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and was built in 1985. I thought that was a pretty cool statistic because the first home that I thought of was the home that the Simpsons live in. Like, it's straight up cliche home for American home buyers. Was the home in Springfield, what is it, Illinois, Missouri? Do we know what Springfield it is? It's the Simpsons' home. 1,860 square foot, built in 1985. Yeah, that's the typical home. Did you buy one of those? I want to hear about it. Flathead Home Show on Facebook. Overall, buyers expected, this is an interesting one because it changes. Overall, after surveyed, buyers expected to live in their homes for a median of 15 years, while 22% they were never moving. What's the reality? People consider selling and moving every 3 to 7 years. Now, let's split the difference. Let's just call it five or six years, right? And I see that happen quite a bit. In fact, in 2013, when I got into the business, the majority of my transactions, the majority of my opportunities were buyers buying homes. And interestingly enough, I was also a buyer looking to buy a home. And the way I did it was owner finance. Stay tuned for an exciting series. And when they did that, sure enough, in 2016, 2017, the phone call I would get most frequently by those people is, what do you think my house is worth? Because we're thinking of moving. Typically, how this shows up, typically people will enter into life-changing scenarios, which will cause them to consider or reconsider their home. For example, a baby is born and suddenly the crib is small. By crib, I mean house, right? Because you need another bedroom. Or somebody passes. And suddenly the crib is too big, right? I don't need all this space to heat and cool every year, right? So life-changing moments will show up certainly well before 15 years. So I love that they think they're going to live there forever. Chances are every 3 to 7 years, you're thinking of moving, and that's okay because you can call your buddy Justin, 406-871-9404. I like that plug, Matt. Okay, on that note though, friends, I want to share with you an exciting series that we're going to be launching next week. And it's about owner financing. And I'm going to show you how. And I'm going to show you why you should do it. And it's going to be a multi-episode series. I'm going to bring some great guests onto the show to talk about owner financing, or for those who are owning, who already own homes, seller financing, and why you should consider it, because it's a great time for that. This is the Flathead Home Show. I do trust that we are serving our community to a high level, talking about real estate at a high level and an engaging level. And if you want, you can reach out to me for 406-871-9404 to have that conversation off mic. Until then, hey, Flathead, be safe, be well. And of course, welcome home.